Hi, I'm Bonnie Petrie, and employees of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have purged the website of information and more than 1,000 studies involving HIV, the LGBTQ community, youth health, and other topics as they sprinted to comply with the Trump executive order banning references to transgender identity and another banning government diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The offending terms include gender, transgender, pregnant person, LGBT, assigned male or female at birth, and several others. The fallout from the purge was immediate and ricocheted across the country at agencies that exist to support people who are part of those communities. I recently spoke with Cherise Rohr Allegrini, the CEO of the San Antonio AIDS Foundation, about all of this. The format is a bit different than a normal Petri Dish episode. Today, we'll bring you a shorter interview that originally aired on TPR's Morning Edition.
Support for Petri Dish is made possible by UT Health San Antonio, committed to transforming the health of the community through a team that tackles problems from every angle, doing everything it takes to bring each patient the best possible outcomes, from teaching tomorrow's healthcare leaders to translating research into new treatments. UT Health San Antonio strives to make lives better. Learn more at everythingittakes.org.
Okay, Cherise, let's start with losing access all of a sudden to all of that information around race, ethnic diversity, LGBTQ health, and specifically for your clients, information about HIV and AIDS. How important is it to have quick, easy access to this type of credible health information?
It's critical. For somebody like me, there's a number of other scientific sources that I can go to for data. The problem is for the average person that's trying to find information that may not know who are the best sources, who are the most reliable, who are the most accurate sources, because there's a lot of information on the internet and so much of it is not accurate. Knowing where to go is important. And the CDC, for most of its history, has been that source of information. So it's a huge loss, and it's extremely concerning because of the message that it's sending.
What message do you think it's sending?
The message is that we're going to deny that transgender or LGBTQ people exist, and that's not acceptable. We know they exist. We know they're a part of our community. And we know when you're talking about STIs and HIV, they have a higher risk. That's a population. We call them priority populations. So far, the focus has been on transgender individuals, but it's the entire LGBT community, particularly men who have sex with men, particularly minority populations, Black and Latino. And so anything that's also removing information on diversity and health equity and different populations at risk is also going to harm people because they don't know where to go for this information to get accurate factual information.
You're an epidemiologist, so you know better than most that infectious diseases don't discriminate. If vulnerable populations are at greater risk, all populations are at greater risk.
It absolutely is a risk for everyone because we're not just talking about, you know, HIV, which is a primary one that they're looking at, or Mpox, which is pretty much limited to a smaller population. But information about, you know, healthy food for pregnancy, that's something that impacts everybody. Understanding health diversity is critical, health disparities. Those are things that are so important for everybody. And it doesn't matter where you live, you're still going to be impacted by them.
Yeah, let's talk more about that. Some of the purged webpages include health disparities among LGBTQ youth. You mentioned just now the Safer Food Choices for Pregnant People page that was taken down until they could replace the word people with women. Then there's Preventing HIV, Fast Facts, HIV and Transgender People. So this seems like important information that the government would want you to have at your fingertips.
Absolutely, 100%. I use these websites to find out what are the numbers. I use it all the time, where the changes are. We've been waiting for some data, and usually the data takes a while to show up. We've been waiting to see where are the hotspots for any infectious disease. I know the data from our organization, but that's just the people that come to our organization. We use the CDC data to tell us what's happening across the country. And if we can't access that data, we don't know where to focus our efforts.
So this purge seems to be in response to a memo called Initial Guidance Regarding President Trump's Executive Order Defending Women.
I don't need to be defended. I need to be supported. And I'm supported by joining with my trans sisters in understanding the risk that we all face. But the attack on trans women, it's so intentional and so harmful because this is a population that has suffered so much and continues to suffer. And removing access to healthcare of any form just creates further trauma for folks that have been through trauma for most of their lives. And so this is harmful to them. And it's not protecting me. It's not protecting my daughter. It's not protecting any of the women that I know.
People in the trans community are clearly being singled out with many of these moves. And then there are also concerns about whether federal funding will keep flowing. How are your clients doing?
They're scared. My clients and our staff are terrified. With HIV, you know, I come from the era where HIV was a death sentence at the time. We were so terrified of it. It is a completely different world now. We have amazing medications that if you take them, you can become undetectable. Not only does that save your life, when you're undetectable, you don't transmit it to another person. So it is essential to stopping the epidemic to make sure that medications are accessible to everybody. And the only way to keep that is by keep doing it. And our clients have said, you know, what's going to happen? Are we not going to have our medications? They're extremely expensive medications. So having them provided through various assistance programs is critical. So everybody is terrified.
How about you?
My job as the head of an agency that employs 50 people and provides services for over 2,000 just living with HIV and then another 5,000 trying to prevent HIV, I'm terrified. And I want to make sure that we're here always to do the work that we do. And if we look for what are all the other options for funding. And one of our private funders contacted me today and said, we're reaching out to everybody that we support to see how we can help. Which is wonderful, but that's never going to be enough because there's so much need.
That was Cherise Rohr Allegrini, CEO of the San Antonio AIDS Foundation. I'm Bonnie Petrie of Petri Dish. Talk to you soon.